Good morning, good morning, good morning from sunny South Sacramento. I'm DJ One Gone. You're riding on the Wise Words with One Gone Show. It is a blessed day today. Today is our Baba's birthday. Baba Tashaka Muhammad, happy birthday to you. I'm going to open up the phone lines right after this, but you're listening to the Wise Words with One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio.
It's the day that you were born. It's the day your mama brought you home. It's a special day. Let us celebrate. Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm going to celebrate with you. And just celebrate. Tell everybody. Come on, y'all.
Birthday to Shaka Muhammad. We love you. Dr. Shaka Muhammad, you are a blessing to a lot of people and you don't even know it. It is the Wise Words with One Gone Show, and I'm going to the host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for that introduction. I want to thank our faithful contributors as well as our faithful audience for continuing to support our movement. I want to say that our brother, this brother that we're talking about, you haven't met him, and that's to your misfortune. Now, I ain't gonna say misfortune. It's just one of those things where you're missing out. I'm missing out on a source of information and experience that you probably won't get a chance to have, and we're fortunate that we did. He turned 28. Wait a minute, hold it. No, that's my dyslexia kicking in. He turned 80. He turned 82. And then, listen to this. I'm going to share this with you. Now, he might be modest about it, and he'll let us say happy birthday, but he taught us that our birthday is the sacred experience that when we came into the world on that day, at that time, you won't be able to relive it, but you can celebrate anniversaries for it. So on behalf of his ideology, I'm going to say happy anniversary, brother. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, brother. You only have one birthday. That's when you come here to rush someone's anniversary. And I'm glad that I made it this far. I thank the Most High, you know, because I've had many opportunities to leave here. You know, I'm a Vietnam vet and grew up in East Oakland. So you know I can...
hey, you put East Oakland behind Vietnam. I'm like,
yeah.
Not only that, but... Right on, man.
Hey, so we have a few more people that's on the line. I'm going to go and open up the phone line, let them say a brief introduction, and I got some things I want to talk to our Baba about. And I'm going to go right here with Mr. Larry Jones. Larry?
Larry. Good morning there, my brothers. How y'all
doing? How you doing, Larry?
All right. I'm just able, thank God, I'm able to get up this morning and be on the show.
Yeah, you and AJ.
I say. Did you know it was... Tashaka Muhammad Baba's birthday today?
You know what? I figured that because, you know, right now I'm 64 and a half until the 16th of next month. So I'm going to have to give him a holler.
Okay. All right. And so we got Rev on the line. Rev, are you there?
Yes, sir. Well, Dr. Shaka.
All right. Hey. All right. How you doing, bro?
I'm blessed. It's your anniversary. There you go. See?
All right. Then we got Mama Chocolate. Okay, hold on, Rev. I got you. I'm over there. Then we got Mama Chocolate.
Good
Good morning. Good morning, kings and queens. Happy New Year.
All right.
It's our Baba's birthday today. He on the line. His name is Dr. Tashaka Muhammad. Give him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
So you might need a manager.
That's right.
You might need a manager. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's why you and Reb getting together. Y'all both can sing. Hey, look, so while the Bob is on here, Double R, I wanted to let y'all know it's his anniversary. Happy anniversary to Double R and his wife. He won't be on today.
Right.
They're celebrating right now. And Mark, the disciple, is taking an elder out fishing right now. They tried to get me to go, but I got the show and a bunch of other stuff to do today. And so
right.
I missed the last part of yesterday's discussion, and Mark tried to tell me about it, but we're going to talk about it today, and we're going to make sure that the world knows when we disagree sometimes, we can agree to disagree, right? And we can bounce back because that's the resilience of our culture. We can bounce back. We've been trampled on. We've been stepped on. We've been kicked. We've been spit on. Dogs been sicked on us. They done water holed us. They done hung us. They done cut our tongues out. They done cut our hands off. And we still here. So there's nothing under the sun that we can't work out. Now, I'm going to give it back to the host with the most so he can talk to Dr. Tashaka Muhammad. And then we'll pass that mic around so that each one of us can put a blessing upon Dr. Tashaka Muhammad. He is 82 years young today, and this man is a wealth of information, and I love him. He's like another dad to me. We got another caller calling in. So, caller, you're calling in to the Wise Words of One Gone Show from the 916-502. Go ahead and say happy birthday to Dr. Tashaka Muhammad, if you don't mind.
Happy birthday, Shaka.
Thank you, Zane. You put some chocolate sunshine in my day, you know?
You got
right.
it.
Who is that?
Marlena.
Oh, Marlena.
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 All right. And so what we're going to do is we're going to pass the microphone to Brother Marvell, and we're celebrating our doctors, Tashaka Muhammad, one of the great ones, right? And what I do know,
man.
I had to call him this morning, and I sung him a happy birthday song. But before I go into that, Mark the Disciple, he is on the line. Mark, go ahead and say happy birthday to the doctor, Tashaka Muhammad, better known as Baba.
Happy birthday, Baba.
How you doing, man?
Thank you, big brother.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a blessing to hear your voice,
one.
Man. How old are you now? You 16?
Hey, 28.
82.
Yeah,
Shaka, I got a gentleman with me that's 81. I got a gentleman with me that's...
Tell him just keep on living.
You can't get no better advice than that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Hey, the man like the fish. He don't need no better advice. God say you make a fisherman. It's
yeah.
the man of men.
I just like to listen to the worms scream when they drown.
I hear you.
Hey, so I appreciate that, Mark the Disciple. We're gonna keep moving because I got something to
All
talk
right,
about
my brother.
Today. I got something to talk
All
about
right.
today. It was brought to my attention by Mark at the Youth Healing Circle last night. And I didn't really talk to Brother Marvell too much on it, and I didn't talk to Miss Michelle on it. But I want y'all to know we love, right? And sometimes we bump heads, and that's a good thing. When we can bump heads, but also shake hands and keep moving because we got work to do. We can't let nothing get in the way of the work of the Lord for us through each other and for each other. And so I want, before I pass it to Marvell, I want Dr. Tashaka Muhammad to give us one of his spoken word pieces and bless this anointed show. Dr. Ishaka Muhammad, I know I'm putting you on the line, but I'm going to need something from you right now. Give me one of them good ones you got there. Come on.
Hey, hold on. Gentlemen, hold on. Before you do it, I heard some distortion in your end, Shaka. So if you can work it to make sure that everything is nice and clear, because we don't want to miss a word, right? So whatever it is.
He got that TV on. You know he up there watching that boob tube.
No, I don't watch no TV.
It's something in the background talking.
I don't know what's wrong with these phones or whatever. But
Go ahead, Shaka.
Okay. Every morning like the sun still I rise and stand 5'6" and weigh 175. I'm kind of wide at the shoulder and narrow at the hip, and everybody tell you I don't take no lip. Cold black, that's me. I'm not icy, but I'm too cold to hold till you think about life till the toy punk stole. Working every day 9 to 5 for my money. I want to be legit, don't take no shit. They should have to the chief, need education and mother with. Now there's a future in your past, they don't teach you that in class, that you descended from kings and queens and then been in many things, and I bet you know why the cage bird sings. They used to try to make me think I was a Negro, non-African-American. Ain't no countries by that name. Must be the snowman's game, trying to make me feel ashamed, hiding the light that feeds my flame. People dying over colors. I fly my colors every day. They're on my back and in my mind. My words straight up, but I don't be blind. Cold eyes talking. Triple OG talking. My colors are black, and I don't do crack, because self-destruction runs on that track. Glorifying pimp, the P-I-M-P. That stands for poor imitation of my people. I don't want you to be a pimp. I want you to be a gangster. Yeah, that's right. I want you to be a knowledge gangster, educating this gangster. Do you hang to want to see tomorrow? Have joy, not sorrow. You don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Time waits for no one, but it'll stand right still for you if you prepare today for the tomorrow things that'll come to you. You see, knowledge is a gun, and I'll use it. It's my tool and my weapon. I won't abuse it. Knowledge is a gun that always has ammunition, and when you're well supplied, put it on your side, you'll always succeed in your mission. So load up. Be careful, aim. Don't have no shame. Be bold, cause you're packing. So when you go for the goal, you can do it with soul, and your future won't be lacking. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Like you can get it if you win it, and your game will be atrocious.
I say. And I understand what Marvell was saying. It did have a little crackle in it, but that's probably his phone, Marvell. It did have a little crackle in it. But man,
sorry,
that man
that.
Right there, he got he
but
got
the
it
words
good.
Went right. The words went right through that crackle. I want to sing along with that. We gonna meet up in the studio.
All right.
I had a melody all in my head. I'm like, hold up.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, man, I appreciate all of y'all, man, you know, celebrating life, you know. I made it this far. A whole lot of people didn't, you know, so I'm just grateful to the Most High, man, for being here, you know.
I say.
All right.
And I'll
see y'all tonight, and I know
yes,
you
sir.
Waiting on that chicken. I know you waiting on that chicken.
Thank you, Baba. We don't want to hold you up, but we got a show to do, and we're finna get into it right now. Welcome
All
aboard
right.
to the Wise Words with One Gun Show on Wise Words Wednesday. You heard us
All
talk
right.
to an 82-year-old Baba named Tashaka Muhammad. It's his birthday, and we ask that the Most High continue to cover him and give him the strength to carry on, to continue to bless us that surround his area in love. Hey, so I'm going to ask the question of what happened yesterday, and I'm going to go to Mama Chocolate first. Mama Chocolate, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So somebody has some background noise.
Somebody
yeah, Bobby, Shaka, hold on. I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
There it is. Okay, Mama Chocolate.
Okay, so it was about accountability and being accountable for your actions and And even though Brother Marvell didn't say a name, I took it to heart because at one point he was referring to our situation. And so what I said to him was, we can agree to disagree, right? And I didn't apologize because I didn't feel like I had to apologize for anything that I'd done. But this wasn't a planned venture to meet him. And it was basically, to make a long story short, yes, I did say that I was coming there, right? But my intent was not to see him, but it just happened that way. And so because I didn't call, he made a comment saying that, you know, about accountability and him not him having an issue with that. And I said that if it was such a problem, what was wrong with you calling me back if it was such a problem? And so I we kind of got it, you know, and it kind of went left there. And so the gentleman cut us off and you know, we reverted to something else. But I just wanted to say I understand the accountability part. And then I wanted to make a point of him saying, you know, he's been, he was for 23 years or 25 years, he was in the drug scene, you know. So for a person to have not a compassion or empathy about someone, you know, not being on time or not calling, I kind of took offense to that. So that's where the difference came in at.
Okay. I thank you for that. Now, Brother Marvell.
Yeah.
I need to hear what you have to say.
Well, I want to fill in the blanks for the scenario because what has been experienced with me in regard to attempting to be a assistance to the youth that are, or the young people, I didn't say the youth because both of them are adults, my willingness to be a part of something that will help them based upon my school experience, based upon my personal experience, based upon the passion that I have to help those brothers and those sisters who are caught up. I've extended myself to almost to no avail when it comes to people getting back. And I always let it be known from the onset that when you say you're going to do something, I'm really looking for you to do it because that's the only way I can operate with good faith, is that if you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, even once, if it happens twice, it won't happen with me again because I'm not going to set anything else up. Because, see, I'm making myself available and I'm canceling things that I have to do, anticipating interaction. So what happened with that situation was that I think I called. Because I remember the other day that the young lady said, we're coming to Sacramento. She said it with assertiveness. We're coming to Sacramento and it suggested that we want to see what y'all going to do when we get there, right? And I just said, show up and make contact and watch us do what we do. So I forgot if I contacted her first or I don't remember her calling me. But I remember having a conversation, and the conversation was that you're coming here and that when you get here, we'll try to connect and meet the youth. Your children, and go from there. And so I don't hear anything. So I call again, and when I call, I said, where you guys at? And she said she's on the north side. And I said, well, what are you up to? And she said, well, we're getting ready to eat at the Golden Corral. And so I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to come there while y'all eating. So, and you got your mother with you and you got a family thing. So the last thing that we said was that we'll work it out once she goes to pick up her son who she dropped off. And she said, I'm going to get him and I'll call you back when I pick him up. And I didn't hear nothing else.
Not
so
true.
That's what?
That wasn't, but that wasn't true, brother. I called you.
Okay, you called me. I said I don't remember if you called me or, but what I'm saying is that once we had the last conversation, your commitment was to pick up your son and get back with me, and I didn't hear anything else from you.
Okay.
Is that
true?
Right, okay,
there.
So.
I got it right there.
But I got it. All right. So being that, let me say this before you jump in right quick, Brother Tim. Once again, you know my plate is full, right? So when I suggested the meeting, it shouldn't have mattered where we was meeting at as long as we were meeting. And your answer, your reply was that was too far. And so I, once again, you did not even take into account that I have driven all the way from Monterey, California to Sacramento, right? And for you to say, well, I live in the South area, you couldn't even say, well, let's meet halfway. Or, you know, you didn't make a suggestion after that. You made it was more of a complaint. And so I couldn't complete what we intended to do. But that wasn't to say that we would never meet. And once again, if you're in this type of field and you're helping people, okay, I made the attempt. It didn't happen. So that's not to say that we can't come again and meet again. So that's where I had the problem at. And so that's where we at right now. It's not to say that
okay.
We won't ever meet again. We will meet, but
right,
it just
Tim.
Didn't happen that day.
Okay.
Tim.
Yes.
Okay, no,
yes.
I'm you know, you were ready to speak, and I'm really kind of curious to know, because I respect your analysis of circumstances, so I'm just anxious to hear what you say, because I'm going to abide by whatever comes out of your analysis.
Okay, well, hold on. I got Way Busy on. I'm going to let him say hello before I continue. Way Busy, say hello to everyone. It's Dr. Shaka Muhammad's birthday. Say happy birthday. Say hello. And we're on a subject and a topic, but I didn't want to leave you hanging. Way Busy, say something to the people.
Hey, thank you so much. It's good to be here. It's good to hear you speaking into the atmosphere, putting words that come from your heart. And we know that God's doing a way. An amazing, wonderful work in the new heart that he's given to you. It's a life, and you're living that life. So I just want to say thank you for coming and sharing. I'm here listening. So thank you once again.
Ashe, ashe. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, around the world. Our panel has a good topic for today, a good topic, and misunderstandings can separate families. Misunderstandings can cause a life to be lost. Misunderstandings can have a mother and a daughter not talk to each other for years. Misunderstanding is misunderstanding. And there's one thing I know about Brother Marvell, and I'm going to say this again because he's gotten on me, right? He's worked his way into a life that he's not tricking himself no more. See, he was on drugs for a long time, and he tricked himself. And he's no longer tricking himself in words, in action, and he is the real deal. I got to say that. I watched him before I even put him in anything I do. I watch everybody. I watch those that come into my circle, and I watch them. And I told him, I said, "Hey, man, I'm believing in you because I've watched you from the day I met you until up to now, and I want you to know that I like what I see." What happens is he's thorough, and so he's not one that's going to sugarcoat too much of anything. I'm just saying, because I even got slapped on the hand by Mr. Marvell. I told him I was going to do something until I get right back with him. And I think 2 days went by. And so when I finally called him, he said, hey, man, look, if you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, let me know. I said, okay. He said, no, because that's where we go wrong at, is we don't follow through and make sure that our commitment is either going to be you're going to commit to it or you're going to give me a call and say, hey, I'm not going to commit to it. He did that, and I respected him on that. I didn't get in my feelings. I didn't say, well, man, I'm one gone, man. You ain't finna talk to me that kind of way. You know, old one gone. No, hey, you ain't finna talk to me any kind of way. No, what I did is I sat back and I thought about why he said that to me. Then I played it back in my mind, and I played it back in my mind, and I said, okay, this is a real one. Because, see, a real friend ain't scared to step up and talk to you. A real friend ain't gonna, he gonna tell you when you're wrong. A real friend is gonna be there. He's like my, he is my confidant, right? Because I've watched him. And so but this is his passion. His passion, hold 1 second. His passion is he cares so much that he buys all the way in. So if that helps anyone listening worldwide, he buys all the way in. He don't come 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He come both feet in. If you pull up on him, you're going to see that. If you pull up on him, you're going to see that. You're going to see that. It ain't no just a bunch of mouth. It's action behind it. That's that part. Now, Mama Chocolate, she got a lot on her plate. She's been having this plate full for a while, and she's looking for help and assistance. And she's not in Sacramento. And we don't know how she got the money and the gas to get to Sacramento. We didn't know how much money she had to stay in Sacramento. So just them couple of things I just described, plus the drive, plus the situation she's dealing with, is overwhelming. And sometimes we can't hit the dot with the dart. Sometimes the connection of the dots never connect because it's so much in that area that's overwhelming that I'm just trying to make it happen, and sometimes I'm not able to. But I wanted to. Don't think I don't. Don't think I don't want you to help me help mine. Don't think that I don't want to get the assistance, because she does. The thing is that with the passion that Marvell has and the strictness that he has, and you can hear it in his roar, he doesn't have that, well, if you say that, and that's okay. Everybody don't have that watered down stuff, because I call it watered down. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Because, like I said, he checked me, and it was over a phone call. I was supposed to get back with him on some information, and I didn't, because I'm like everybody else, busy. And I just missed the call. But when he told me, it showed me how serious he is about my situation. It was my situation. So if he upset me about my situation, I had to sit back, ladies and gentlemen, because it ain't his situation. He could have threw his hands up and said, man, I'm done. That ain't my problem. But he was so still invested in what I was going through that he walked me through me not connecting with him so he can help me move forward. And once I did give him the information, guess what? He helped me move forward. And so a lot of times when we have disagreements, we get into our feelings. We feel like we are being attacked. I feel like I'm being attacked. And so when I feel I'm being attacked, now I got a different mindset on how I'm going to conversate with this process. And that's where we have to think. We have to say, okay, I'm feeling this type of way, but we still got this process to go through. I'm going to speak my mind, but I'm going to do it in love. I'm not going to try to attack you. I'm not going to throw darts at you. What I'm going to do is slow down my talking. I'm not going to roar. What I'm going to do is say it in a way you can understand that I'm saying this for real from my heart, and I hope your heart feels it. And the Spirit leads me to do this, so I hope your spirit receives this. That's where the work is, y'all. That's why our community is upside down, because when we have a little fallout, we can fall all the way out. What we need to do is get a better understanding, because misunderstanding, I started this off with misunderstanding. Misunderstanding, I have you thinking about a person a certain way, then you got your feelings and your emotions, and now we ain't even talking over something minute that we can work out, because we're grown. We're grown, and conversation can be had. Now, like I said, Mama Chocolate came a long way. Right? We don't know her situation, like I said. Sometimes we do what we can, when we can, with what we got. And sometimes what we got ain't even enough to take us half the way that we got to go. But we leaning on God's trust and faith and grace to do things. Now, when you don't connect, listen to me and listen well. When you don't connect, when you're busy, when you're doing your thing, like I got checked, all it takes is a phone call. I know you're busy, but, you know, we got something going on, and your front lobe is telling you, hey, you know, I ain't going to make this. Let me call these people, because I don't know what I'm holding up or who I'm holding up. And what I do know is that I am guilty of that. I'm going to speak on an I format. I am guilty of not calling folks right back. It's text on my phone right now that still got that light over there, or that little thing where it shows you ain't checked it, you ain't opened it, you ain't did nothing to it. It's still sitting where it's sitting. And I'm guilty of that. Right? I'm guilty of that. So I'm trying to manage my time and my communication skills a lot better. So, and all that I'm saying is how you project yourself when you communicate. That's one. And then the other thing, don't get so emotional when you're talking to people. Don't get so into you that you forget that you're talking to somebody else and you forget their feelings. Because the communication skill is needed in our community. We cannot communicate. We have a hard time communicating with one another. And it shouldn't be like that, y'all. But we do. We get mad so quick, man. At the first sight of anything, we flying off the handle. We can no longer do that. We can no longer do that and say we're trying to build, trying to be better, trying to reach, trying to teach. We cannot do that. We cannot. And it's hard in the days that we're living in. It's hard. So my suggestion to all listeners out there, not just the two people we started with, this is for all, even myself. That's why I keep throwing me in the mix. What I ask that you do is communicate in a better way to where one doesn't feel attacked. Because on the attack mode, that's when the devil gets a free ride in the conversation. All you did was invite him in. Now we can get funky, we can get nasty, we can get grimy, we can get gutter, we can get all that right now because, you know, I got a lot of other stuff I want to get off my chest anyway, so here's the lane that I can shoot everything right now, and it ain't even about this situation, but I got so much build up in me, I want to let you have some of it so I can feel like I'm giving it to you. Now, that's ain't for this situation. Most of this is just conversation that I'm having right now. And if you feel it, you feel it. If you don't, you don't. But I'm speaking worldwide. I'm speaking about me right now. And I'm speaking about the brother and sister that I love. I know for a fact that Marvell meant no harm. I know for a fact that Miss Michelle didn't mean no harm. I know for a fact that miscommunication can burn down the nation. With that, I'm going to ask anybody else, do they have anything to say besides Marvell and Mama Chocolate right now on what I just said? I pass the mic.
Well, you know, I'm thank God that we're able to talk things out, because that's what grown-ups do. That's what people that love people do. People that don't love people, they want to keep an argument going because they like that heat. They like that constriction there. But everything is going to work itself out. And I'm glad that we got a chance to talk it out and iron things out. Next time you bring him down, if you can't reach Marvell, have Marvell get my number or one of Tim's number, but you'll be able to contact somebody. Somebody's going to come to your rescue. And if we don't do nothing but just talk it out and see what we can do from there, we're going to do something, though.
Because, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And just like Brother Tim said, we can agree to disagree. And sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say. And we can say what we need to say and move on. That's why I'm back on the radio today. Because we can come back again and come together. That's all. But if I offended anybody or if I did anything that was out of line, I apologize. But I just felt, like I said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Well, what we're going to do now, we're going forward. So that's the past.
That part. Let's move forward, gentlemen. And ladies and gentlemen, let's move forward.
What are we going to do now?
So here it is. That's the thing. Now, Mark the Disciple opened up another can of worms, right? You out there fishing, Mark? You got another can of worms you just opened, man. So watch this. The thing was, if Marvell couldn't make it to you, if y'all couldn't get to each other, it's a panel of brothers on here that Mike could have assisted. This is something new that I heard from Mark the Disciple just now. We need to get your number to Miss Michelle. She has my number, and so it don't be weighed on one side, because we never know what one has going on. So what I suggest is that if and when you come back, make sure you have our numbers, Mama Michelle, and therefore, if you're not able to connect with Brother Marvell, then you'll be able to connect with one of the other brothers until we are able to get everybody on board. Because what I do know, if you get a hold to me, I can give you what I got, but I guarantee you Marvell is the better go-to. And just, y'all can say I ride Marvell coattail, and I'll say yes, I do, because I've witnessed this brother in crisis. I've witnessed this brother. Listen at this. I was doing something, and I was out of town. And I called and said, hey, man, I can't make it to do certain such and thing. And he said, what you need me to do, where you need me to be? Just like that. And not just one time, but a bunch of times. I had to bury my uncle. I had to talk with the Black Caucus about a scholarship that they were doing for young folks. And I couldn't make it because on the same time, same day, I had to do something. I called Marvell. Marvell said, not a problem. I'll get that done for you. Boom. He ran on out there and did what he did and then came back and gave me a report. Not only that, it's been a lot of times where I couldn't make it to the classrooms out in the North area at Grant and Martin Luther King. I called Marvell and I say, hey, Marvell, I need you to go sit in these classes for me because I'm broke down. I can't make it. just had an accident. He didn't say, well, man, that's way out there. This is, he told me, hey, man, I got you. And so I know his heart. I know his heart. And he really gives 1,000 plus on any situation that you put him in front of. He really is that real soldier. And I just want y'all to know that. But he has a spirit in him. And when he get passion, it sounds like he's screaming at you. But that's just his passion. And so don't take the words and the way he presents it, because he comes on here a lot of times and he say, you know, I got to pipe down. I got to pipe down because, you know, I get passionate when I speak, and I know it seems like I'm growling like a bear. And, you know, I know that, you know, you might be perceiving me the wrong way, but that's just in me. And he always apologized about that, which is no apology needed. If that's how you would get it out, and that's how, see, because what I know is you're not holding on to nothing when you growl like that. You're letting out some other stuff maybe that you're going through, because you ain't perfect, and you go through things yourself. And so to put your stuff on the sideline to deal with somebody else's thing, it gives passion to you. It gives you your, ah. And I know this because I talk to this brother daily, 2-3 times a day, right? 2 or 3 times a day, right? And so there's a thing about misunderstanding. I'm going to go back to that. Once we get understanding, we can communicate a lot better than misunderstanding, because misunderstanding can get me in my feelings. See, I'm going to use me. It gets me to think in a certain way when it's a misunderstanding, and we ain't getting no understanding. So what we do is we let things go for a minute. Think about it. Think about how you yourself could have did something different. Think about how you yourself could have said something different. Think about you and yourself and how you could have acted different. That's all it is. It's nothing hard. Everybody has this in them. Ain't nothing I'm talking about is new to none of us. We all been through the struggle. We still struggling right now. But we are people of love. And if we let that little light shine that Uncle Joe be talking about, play that little, this little light of mine, and Mark the disciple say he ain't got no little light, he got a big light that bright in all darkness. If we let that shine amongst one another, and get understanding, we'll be a better people. With that being said, I want to thank y'all for coming to the Wise Words of One Gone Show. It is Baba's birthday today, and I'm going to do this for him right now. Happy birthday, Dr. Tashaka Muhammad. Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. The number is 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. Hey, so I want to go to the host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. I want to have him break down what he heard from me. See, I didn't hear anything after Brother Mark spoke. He held his peace, and that's the type of person I'm talking about. So he's listening, and he might even be jotting stuff down. That's the type of brother he is. He probably got his pencil and paper in that car where he at, so it's quiet, and he's writing down things. And so, Brother Marvell.
Yes, sir. You want to know what? If you want to know what, but I told you I'll wait for your analysis because I recognize that your anointment is the ability to discern through observation and through energy, right? You are very acute to how energy flows, and you're very acute to how to get a read on if the energy is positive or otherwise. So I waited for that, and I'm glad that you gave a thorough presentation of how I represent, because I need to look at it. I do have a tendency to get animated and passionate, and it comes across, right? And I have to monitor that, because I don't the last thing I want someone to think is that I'm working against them when I'm actually working with them. And that can happen if you're not careful. If I'm not mindful or careful about the manner in which I am presenting, that misunderstanding can occur. And I'll be candid with you. I've been experiencing that a lot of my life, is being misunderstood. And I guess I've gotten to the point where up until now, you've given me a breakdown of what it is that makes it important for me to observe and to make an adjustment. Up until now, I think I kind of threw in the towel and just said, well, I'm going to do me, because I know that. See, because I said this a long time ago. Well, I can say a long time, a couple of weeks ago, and it occurred to me, and I call it a revelation. And to me, revelations come through God, through me. And what was revealed to me is that it's possible to do the right thing the wrong way. And that's what I heard you say. And not only that, but I heard you give clarity to what I thought about myself. But when you talk about yourself and thinking about yourself, if you have humility, which I dare to say I practice, I don't want to sing my praises and go around telling everybody about who I am, what I represent. I'd rather demonstrate. And your observation of my demonstration has given the approval that I am doing something that is going to help people around me and help our people generally. So I appreciate how you broke it down. And moreover, yesterday, before the show was over, I apologized to our listening audience, and not necessarily for what I was saying, but more importantly, I recognized how it sounded. It didn't sound like we were attempting to get to anything but being understood rather than understanding. And I don't want to be guilty of that anymore in the future. So I'm going to work. And I'm going to put my effort genuinely into making sure that I don't put something out there that can be misinterpreted, misunderstood, and then the next thing you know, we're at odds. So you did a good job of helping me understand what I would do well to practice. And hopefully anyone else who was on the other end of that presentation will know that there's something about communication that is important for us as a people to recognize, because we can. I talk about anger all the time. Anger is like a accessible energy, because quite frankly, we got a right to be angry. Right, so anytime anger can be infused, it's almost an energy that's so available that it's off and running, before we even think about it. And I say we this time because I've noticed that it's a tendency for our people to gravitate toward that energy at the top of a hat. And that goes back to what I think is important for us to observe is that we unleash if we don't collect ourselves about our behaviors and start looking at what it is that makes it difficult for us to work together and do an analysis and do an adjustment, then it's going to make the process of us being a community slower. So, brother, I thank you very much for that. And I want to pose something to the young lady, Michelle. If I said something the way you didn't like it, I apologize. Because I understand. See, I know about, see, I should have known because I have what my mama had. I have a power of nonverbal communication, meaning when my mama look at me a certain way, she don't have to say nothing else. I already know what's going on. She could just look at me like, and I'm like, oh, man, let me straighten that out. So I inherited that, and plus I inherited the passion of my experience as well as the ability to convey it in words. So that makes me a little hard to handle, I dare to say. But I'll also dare to say that I mean you no harm. And now you.
Ashe. I'm talking, hey, this is a show like no other, man. This show right here, we put in work. We put in work right here, man, and this is my song for you right now. Told me my wife is being wheeled to the hospital, so I'm going to find out what's going on. I know God is in control, so y'all, I appreciate you. Now, if you hang up, I might not see to let you back in, but I appreciate y'all, and I got to get off this Jeep thing. I'll talk to y'all in a minute. Peace.
Lord have mercy. Gosh, man. Boy, that's ooh-wee. Man. That's leaves me kind of speechless. I know we must continue, but it's a blow. It's a blow to hear that. So Reverend. Yeah, I hear some stuff going on in your background. If you could separate yourself so you can be heard clearly, I want you to pose a short prayer for what we just got reported by our brother Tim about his wife.
You want me to hold on for?
Well, I was in between the conversation as well. I want to send out.
Okay, you want me to brief you? If you want me to brief you, I'll brief you. If you weren't here.
I heard it. No,
okay.
I heard it.
But help us, brother. Help us.
Well, Lord Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever is wrong with his wife is something that you're going to heal instantly, Father God, because we understand everything is going in a direction that we don't expect. And I'm opening my heart, mind, and soul to his understanding so that he would actually come into allow the grace and mercy and favor upon his wife as well as him as he has to go through it with her. So I thank everyone this morning on the radio, knowing that we all deal with some kind of test, trial, or tribulation in life. Sometimes it's difficult to understand and accept. But this is just another one of those things, because I know he wasn't expecting to get that call, and I know he wasn't expecting to have to give himself to that situation today. So I pray in Jesus' name that everything works out okay, as I know it should. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, because, man, dadgummit. Dadgummit.
That's how the devil is.
Yeah.
You catch everybody off guard in whatever situation. I'm thankful that you and Michelle is working everything out. You know, because that's how he is. He's just crafty. He's tricky, you know. I mean, I felt Michelle come visit me, but I know she's a busy woman driving all the way from Southern California, so I didn't want her to drop everything in a hat for me. But I know she has a lot of things bearing on her heart that she wants to actually get resolved. But these are part of her tests. I told her don't take it all the way to the spirit, just like I may do sometimes. We all fall short of that one because we don't know what our next day is promised, so we try to get everything done today. So I'm thankful that that got resolved. I loved hearing that extra about you, Mr. Marvell, because I got to work with you. You're in this city, and we got to get together and make some things grow. Because I'm going to be referring another gentleman that just called me a little while ago about things that I'm working on, because he's seen one of my banners posted in Oak Park. So I want to get with you, Mr. Marvell, whenever you have time. I know you told me to write my little statement, mission statement, whatever it is, but I need help with that also. But I have it for the moment.
Right. I see.
And Miss Michelle, you know, wherever, you know, I'm a phone call away always, midnight,
yeah.
1 or 2 in the morning, I'll pick up for you. So
okay.
When you're here or there, whatever, just call me. You know, we go through our disputes and whatever, but we love each other as we're supposed to.
Yes, and I love you too, Greg.
And just keep strong.
Can I
girl.
Say
you got this?
Thank you. Let me say this too. I'm kind of the gentlemen and the women that are on that come on kind of frequently. I'm gonna just call them the regulars, if possible. If we can, if I can have everyone's number, if possible, I'll have Brother Tim give you guys my number, but I really would like to have everyone's number just in case, you know, something like this happens again. We don't want it to happen again. We want to be able to reach out to somebody if that other person is not available. So who's ever on the air that regularly comes on,
well,
I would
Mother
appreciate
Chalky,
it if I could
Mother Chalky,
have
get
everybody's
a pen,
number.
Get a pen and paper. My number is 916.
Uh-huh.
919. 9374. This is Mark the Disciple.
9374. Mark the Disciple. Okay.
I'm OD Joe. My number is
510-866-5-3. Okay, hold on. I'm writing all this down. Hold on, brothers. I'm working with another phone, so hold on 1 second.
510-866-5308.
And who is this?
OD Joe.
Okay. And Ken, let me give some information on what's going on in my situation. So both of my adult kids are going to be going to rehab within a week of each other. The place where they frequent to go get their drugs is dismantled. They actually came in yesterday, and they dismantled the whole campsite. So last night I was able to sleep. Today, you know, I got up and I'm in school, so I kind of I let my professors know that this week was going to be a busy week for me, so I got excused from my classes. And I really truly appreciate this show, and I'm hoping for good things to come. You know, like I said, the place where they frequent, they would go every day. And if I could show you guys, you know, the next time, whenever I meet with you guys in a circle, you know, just for them to go into this place that looked like the Walking Dead, you know, it's dismantled temporarily. So I'm just hoping that they could, you know, house the people that were homeless in a better light, and then, you know, the drug dealers be gone. You know, but that's my update on the things that are going on right now in my kids. And they both are here. They're both here. They actually are sleeping, because normally they don't get enough sleep. You know, they in the drug sleep, but not a regular restless, comfortable sleep. So I just want to say that, and continue to pray for me and my family as I continue to pray for those. And I just have to, once again, take it day by day.
Marvell, what has happened? I just got off some business calls, and so I'm unaware of what has happened with Brother Tim.
Okay, well, Tim got a call saying that currently they are taking his wife to the hospital.
Uh-oh.
No details,
uh-oh.
Just that report that as, okay. As he was speaking, they were taking her to the hospital. So
I understand. Okay.
We had Rev.
I heard the prayer.
Okay. Well, that's the most we know.
As for all of us, is to, you know, obviously say a prayer for the family and for brother and the wife. That's for all of us to do that. So, you know, emergencies and things like this. They as you said a moment ago, was just saying things happen unexpectedly. Reb said the same thing, and. So, obviously, my prayers and the concepts go out to the family.
Right on. And see, what circumstances like this do for me is it sort of dampens my pursuit to talk about anything else until I get an update on that. It makes it difficult for me. So I think it's kind of appropriate for us to talk about what it is that occurs when you get news like this and the helplessness. I feel, because right now I feel helpless. I can be optimistic. I can be prayerful. However, it's a situation where I'm convinced that I'm not going to be able to do any more than that. And it lingers with me because I want to do more, but I have no power to do anything. So prayer is the first thing I think of. And then let's talk about it and see if we could help bridge a better
way of responding to these things and do it like Tim did. Tim just came on and he was like, he wasn't frantic, right? He wasn't confused. He delivered it in a manner that said there's an urgency, and I'm going to address this urgency. And I'll bid you guys a farewell, and I'll give a report later on what's going on. But there was a certain degree of calmness, and I think he even uttered something that said that, you know, it's God's will, right? Whatever God's will is, he said, you know. And so in these such times, we might spur into something else, but right now, I don't know if you feel like I feel, but that's lingering in the atmosphere for me, right? That our brother, his wife, his family are in a state of question about what's going to happen in their future. And I'm open it up to any interpretations or any responses or anything that might share to the general population how we deal with these things, or when they happen, how do we feel about them? Because we got to keep saying it's God's will, whatever it is. It's just that sometimes God's will don't rub us right. So how do we deal with that?
Yeah. I know how I deal with it.
Who is that? Is that go ahead, man.
Way busy.
Yeah, come on, identify yourself.
I know.
Till you get regular.
I'm a regular. I've been around for a while, you know. I pop in and I, you know, share a little bit with people, you know, audience. But we're getting down to something. We want to get, you know, closer to what we need to be focused on. And I think that, like you were saying, a lot of times when somebody's saying something or somebody's doing something, it may cause our feelings, because it goes in through the ear gate and the eye gate, and it goes into our mind. And sometimes our feelings get real powerful because of what they're doing or saying. And that's the time when you get to go take a look at your feelings, because you were enjoying your feelings before this. So when you go look at your feelings, you have to examine them in light of truth that's underneath your feelings. Your feelings is not who you are. You're underneath your feelings. So if you want to get down to the heart of the matter, you might need some help, because a lot of people that I run into, what they love and what they hate is all tangled up in a knot, and they're not getting underneath their feelings and doing what they need to be doing. So I want to help them to examine their feelings in light of the truth, you know, underneath their feelings. And since we're talking about the truth now, we have to remember that part of ourself where it's us. Well, when you get the spirit inside of you, the spirit sits down on the seat of who you are and then sets you free. So you have liberty now. This is what God does, right? So now you got liberty to love him, because he did the impossible for you. He gave you a life to live. And so as you're walking in his love, you're going to find that you make mistakes along the way. It's inevitable. We all make mistakes. And when we make a mistake, he shows us after we do something, look, you are taking my word out of context and making it say something that I didn't say to the people. So we learn not to do those things by his power of his spirit teaching us the difference between right and wrong. Like when I talk about the word of God, well, we're gonna go to the highest accuracy. We're gonna go in the book and we're gonna magnify the word so people can walk in this. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't gonna do this by ourselves, are we? No. God's gonna bring people along the way. And sometimes people don't understand when you're talking. Some people, like this guy was saying, he got big emotions. I got big emotions too, man. I come across way strong, you know. That's because of all the assaults that are placed upon the existence of the love in my heart, you know. And sometimes I'm a little aggressive with people that want to do that, and they don't know they're doing it. So I have to be a little more, I have to handle that insecurity a little bit differently now because they just don't understand and they're attacking the truth. They don't know they're doing it. So that's the thing, you know. So I can't just force God's love on them. That wouldn't be true love, right? Wouldn't be true love. God never forces his word on anyone. So if anybody that pulls out a scripture without any understanding of that scripture and they're adding to it what they think and they're forcing that on people, what they think about God on the people. And to me, that don't fly. You know, I'll jump up real quick and say, hey, whoa, hold on a second. You know, and then they want to go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, I'm just, no, I ain't trying to listen to none of that. I ain't trying to listen to none of that. I was talking. I know what I'm talking about. But I don't know what you're going to say until you open your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because some people be reflecting what I be projecting. Other people don't know what I'm saying. They just all run their mouth and shit. I'm just like, wow, man. So, you know, it's a lot of work, man, for me, you know. I'm not going to step into something and not complete it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to, if I don't have the ability to empathize with you, because I've never been in your shoes before, and you never been in my shoes, how are we going to be eye to eye then? So I got to point you to the Word of God and let you. That's the truth right there. The Holy Spirit is going to point you to sit down on the Word of God and listen to Him. And you might have a hard time because somebody told you something about what God's saying, and that ain't right. And you might be confused, like, you know, you think, oh, I don't know what's right. I don't. Yeah, well, you know, it takes time. That's why we have OGs in the world.
Ashe, brother. You know, when you were expressing, see, because I personally subscribe to this, that there is my truth, and then there's probably likely the truth. And a lot of times my truth is in a capsule with my experience, my observations, and my conclusions, right? Fair conclusion. They're all fair. It's all fair because your experience makes it so that you come to you have to come to some kind of arrival of understanding about what's going on in your sphere, right? So you have your truth, and then there is actually the truth, and the truth is that God is omniscient, omnipotent, and ever-present. Omnipresent, right? Because everything I look at, I see God. And that, to me, is not my truth, per se. It is the truth. And so a lot of times when we talk about what we believe, if we're not careful, we will cast aspersion on someone else's belief because of our strength of our belief. That's one of the areas I think it's important for us as a community or moving toward community to recognize, especially for us, because spirit is our forte. That's why we get so animated, because everything that was inside of us, to me, gets keyed up to a high degree. Whatever energy comes out, it comes out with power, whatever that energy is. That's why I talk against anger and then somebody else told me something about anger, said there's something under anger. Anger is a secondary emotion, and I want to get into that maybe when I get a little bit more information, because I didn't do the research. I just heard it, and it kind of made sense, but I want to get more in-depth about it. But the anger piece is something that I really put a lot of focus and energy and emphasis on, because the power of it, it has power. It is a power that we have. And if we're not careful, we'll continue to let people manipulate us through that power, because anger, once it's unleashed, not the best thinking occurs most of the time. Some people can think well while they're angry, but most of the time you're out of control, and that puts something or someone else in control or have the ability to control you. So I just want to emphasize that what I was hearing is very, very powerful, coming from an individual that I trust. Your truth has power and works for you, and the truth sometimes is not as clear. But if I step out of my car right now and I don't even have to look on the ground to know that when I step down, it's going to be pavement. I don't even have to look. So that's truth. Truth is when I take a step, there's going to be something under me that supports me.
Yeah. That's right, man. That's right. You know what supports you inside of yourself is the truth. Is the truth in your heart, you know. And I've had people run their mouth, you know, and they don't come from the same cut of cloth I do. That's just the facts, you know what I mean? I got prison on mine, you know, and that's kind of all I know aside from God's word, you know, because when God intervened in my life, I was a different person, you know what I mean? And so the power of God changed everything that I think, everything I say, and everything I do today. So I don't do the same things I used to do. And a lot of the people that I used to run with, you know, they don't understand. They just don't get it, you know. It's like, how could you go from this to that, like, just like that quick, you know? And I agree, man. I have the same feelings before, like they did, you know, about this kind of Christianity stuff. You know, I'm not a Christian, by the way. I never claimed to be a Christian. I've read the Bible, and I've went back in the first century and peeped all that. Yeah, I could see all that then. That was when there was time when God did something. He, you know, Christ in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the spirit there is the spirit that came down, you know, from heaven, which was above Jerusalem. And Christ, the spirit, came in the likeness of sinful flesh. The devil was in the flesh, you know, sinful flesh, Israel. You go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created old covenant Israel. You remember in Jerusalem, they would go to the temple. They had to go to Jerusalem. They had to go up the mountain. And then when they got on the steps of the temple, they went up, 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 up into the Holy of Holies. That was Israel's heaven. That was considered their heaven. And God told Israel in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 19, he says, I'm going to make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Speaking to Israel, not you, not me or anybody today, but it's Israel. So when you follow the story, his story, then when you open your mouth, you're going to say things that the people in the church don't teach, because man can't teach what the Spirit teaches, you know, concerning the Word of God. So we have to have some discernment, and I'm sure a lot of you that had an experience like mine, you probably asked God for discernment between right and wrong, because you don't want to eat from that tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because then when you open your mouth, you're perverting the truth in the worst kind of way. And God has to give you the tree of life so that you eat from that tree, you know, instead of this other way of doing things.
Nice. That sounded like a thorough Bible study right quick. Hey, and I'll tell you something else. You know, when we speak about that, the power of God, no matter what reference we use, when we speak about that power, it has the ability to transcend one, at least me, from wherever I am to looking to the hills, right? Because I was saying earlier, I don't know if you heard it, but I was saying that I was looking for some reaction to the situation that Tim proposed, because those who heard it, I would dare to say, that's lingering in the air. You know, we're waiting to hear a report, and we're hoping for the good report. But in the meantime, we're just kind of like in that gray area, not knowing. So I was asking for, you know, some suggestions about how do we deal with that. But when you went where you went, it was on that street, but it was powerful enough to take me away from that. Now I've gone back, I've come back to it, and I feel a okay. little better now that we're talking about the Spirit of God, right? I feel a little
yeah.
better about that circumstance, because now it's getting to be that prayer that you hear, change the things you can, right?
Mm-hmm.
The serenity to accept those that you can't change.
Right.
And
the
wisdom to change the things that you can, right? So I'm kind of like there now, and I'm feeling a lot better right now, but I'm still hopeful that the report that I get is going to give total relief, and I'll be pleased to make that report to all of our listeners about our brother, the founder of a whole bunch of things. Now, I got to say, this brother has founded a whole bunch of things. He founded this radio station that's been available for years, right? He founded the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence for years. He founded the Men's Healing Circle. He founded the Youth Healing Circle. He has founded a whole bunch of things. I want y'all to know that. And so if anything goes awry in his experience, it's a weight, at least for me. At least for me, because I want to see him win and always continue to win. So now it's brought full circle to back to where our body, the people that listen to us, the people that contribute to us regularly, it brought it back to that same sentiment with everybody here. I want everybody here to win. And I hope y'all feel the same way about each other. And once get that, practice that and get that all the way down where we want to see everybody around us win, that's when the transition certainly to take place.
Can I say something here? And this is the whole point. We're all individuals when it comes to God. God created individuals. He did not create no two men the same. That's why we're helpers one to another. But it's hard to help somebody when they're trying to be like somebody else because they're not being themselves. And that's what I love about this, because we get a chance to be ourselves. And that's where you get in where you fit in. See, and what Tim has started, it was on a lot of people's hearts and minds, but they didn't have the wherewithal to jump out there and get it going. But see, all Tim did was strung a line out. We're the hooks on that line. So we're a big fishing line with a lot of hooks on it. And we're out reaching for people, trying to gather people in, like-minded, like-hearted. It's all about love.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants. So it's the love of mankind that brings mankind together. And in doing so, we're going to reach what God wants us to do. Like, I'm out here fishing, but I'm a fisher of men. And I'm fishing for souls, for spirits, you know, like-minded spirits. And it don't take a lot of work. It don't take a lot of words. God said, tell of my goodness, make known my deeds to the men. He didn't say quote scripture, because a lot of people, they want you to quote scripture. No, That was for them back then. I'm a new prophet.
Yeah.
I'm telling what God has done for me. That's what's going to save the man of today. And if we all do that, man, we're going to do God's will. And it's all good.
Shit.
And God bless
these
brothers and sisters on this line, because we're doing something. We're starting something new. We are making black history today. The past is the past. This is black history for the future. I digress.
Hey, let me say something real quick, man, before I forget what I'm going to say. I'm not going to forget what I'm going to say, but let me say this real quick, though. When God let me go through stuff, you know, I'd be like, man, what the heck is going on here, you know? It's like, why is this happening to me? And then I start thinking about it a little bit more, and then God starts showing me, I gave you this, so you give me the glory while you're going through it, so people can see what I'm doing. And you praising me because you know what I'm doing. I'm taking you through something.
So don't be tripping. You know, I mean, I had some serious stuff, health stuff happen to me and stuff, and I was praising God the whole way because I realized he was doing that to knock those chips off my shoulder, man. I was walking around with these chips on my shoulder, you know, daring people to touch it. Touch it, boy. Teach you a lesson. You know, and I was having a bad attitude, you know. So God had to prevent that from going any further. So he allowed this to happen to me, and then I realized, oh, you did this for me? You allowed this to happen so I give you the glory, and people are going to be saying, what? That's exactly how it played out, you know. So I know that God allows us to go through things, and that's okay, you know. We're not going through it alone. God is inside of us. He's going to take us through it, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be some things you go through, you'll be like, oh, my God, why? You know, I had a lot of these moments. I still do sometimes, you know. I'll be like, because I just fell the other day, and I busted my whole ribs, got broken and everything, and I'm like all in this pain and everything. I'm like, oh, you know, but I just got up too fast at night. I just jumped up too fast and went, and then I passed out and hurt myself. You know, sometimes, you know, I understand. I help people all the time, everybody. Everybody that knows me knows I'm helping them. Some people think I'm a little bit over the top, like, you know, too much, you know, because I'm too fast. My brain works really good, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you talk about the Word of God, my brain is like this. No matter what you say, I'm like, I'm already in the first century. As soon as you start talking about first century language, I'm already there. The Spirit already took me there and taught me all this stuff. And here I am in the 21st century. I'm not going to go tell people, oh, Jesus is coming back. We're going to see him coming in the sky. I don't go talking like that. That's crazy talk, man. They don't understand. And I go, you know what, if you really want to, you want to get busy with me? Check this out. You go about the New Testament, right? You all about obeying God, right? You New Testament Christian, right? They go, yeah, yeah. I go, well, in Luke 21:20, it says, when you see the Roman army surrounding Jerusalem, where the hell do you live? Oh, you live in Nebraska. You live in California. Well, you got to go over to Jerusalem, because when you see the Roman army surrounding that place, you got to get out of there and go to Pella, where the seven churches of Asia Minor are. The seven churches of Asia Minor, there was two churches over there that taught the bloodlines from Genesis to Revelation. You got to remember, the Holy Spirit in you is the Alpha, Genesis, and the Omega, Revelation. It's his responsibility to teach you the book without taking it out of context and making people all messed up in the head. Because if their head is connected to their heart, if their head is connected to their heart, they ain't living from the neck up. They're living from the heart.
Way easy. All right, calm down, brother. We got you. Now we're not gonna get into to the Bible study mode. At this juncture, we can plan.
It's not Bible study. Not Bible study. It's just
about. Listen. Yeah, I understand, but you know the emphasis that you're making is pertinent. It's just that right now we probably have some other people who want to share some things, right?
Oh, yeah, so, I talk too much. I know. Go ahead.
No. I didn't say too much, but I'm saying, you know, sometimes there's a courtesy that we can extend, because I know you have a lot to share. It's just because you're a comparison study. There's only a couple of people that get on and they express themselves fervently. Right. Mm-hmm. Most people get on and they're very, very crisp and very to the point about what they have to share. But we don't want to deny them the opportunity to do their presentation as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Right on. So, Joe, you still with us? OK, so how about Double R? I ain't heard nothing from you.
Well, I'm still here, my brother, and God is looking for a people out of a people. See, if you read the word, you got to put the word into action. See, a lot of people read it, and they listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. But like I say, God is doing a new thing in a new day and in a new way. And don't get me wrong, all that old stuff, it still plays a part today. You got to have the basic instructions before leaving this earth. That's what the Bible is, the basic instructions. Basic instructions. You get into God, God elevates you.
See, because when you're going through some stuff, you're understanding. You're understanding in that mess. When God brings you through it, now you begin to understand how you got in the mess. So once you understand it, then when God, once God elevates you, you begin to overstand it. When you overstand it, now you can see the big picture. Now you can help others come out of the mess. See, because there's more to God. You can't put my God in no book. He's too big for that. He's got more that he's telling you. But a lot of us are reluctant to do so because we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Or people just not going to hear it. No, the Bible says this. The Bible says that. God is still saying things, but man ain't listening. The Bible told you to come out from amongst those that spitefully use you. What are you trying to do? Get closer to them. You get more angrier, more pissed off. You better wake up. See the times, the signs are there. I'm going to digress because I'm going to start preaching.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And see, the moreover about this is that that energy, that type of energy is contagious, right? That and anger are the two most contagious. When you start talking about the Spirit of God, if you do it with the passion and the deliberacy surges through someone else, I've seen people get up and start running around. I've seen people start dancing. I've seen people fall to the floor, right? Because that spirit has the power. And I've seen people do things to people, heinous and devastating things to people, when that spirit of anger and the power of it takes hold. So one of the things we're saying in our presentation and in our quest to move forward is to gravitate toward that spirit that moves people in the way that will have them jumping up and down and praising. Just demonstrating that. Not just reciting it, but demonstrating it.
But my brother,
you can be seen outside.
Check this out, Marvin. Check this out, Marvin.
But hold on, let me finish. But let me finish what I'm saying, Mark. Let me finish. So what I'm saying is, because what I'm saying is that the law is always in the demonstration. You can say what you want to say, but when somebody's watching you, right, and you're whatever you're doing, that becomes their truth about you. So that's what we're surging and moving toward as a body here, is that energy that helps people to get in the spirit of joy and of optimism, right? Not that spirit that has people looking at each other thinking about how they're going deprived, or think about how they're gonna undermine, or think about, yeah, say it again, and I'm gonna go in your mouth, kind of spirit, right? That anger spirit. So that's one of my main things whenever we talk about the Spirit of God. So go, Mark.
Well, see, it's like this here. What's in a man is gonna come out of man, and when I say in a man, I mean woman too. What's in you is gonna come out. In order to know God, you got to get rid of all the bullshit. It's just like churning butter. You can't get to the butter till you get the cream off the top. So you got to get rid of the bullshit to get to the good stuff. And that's the whole thing. When we going to get to the good part? We all got love in our hearts. We want to love a lot of people. But our past experiences teaches us, you don't want to fool with that guy. You don't want to do that. We put up red flags with caution signs. The Spirit of God don't operate like that, because God knows that we need each other. The man has separated us and divided us by all this bullshit he's made. And I mean, if you could show me anything that man has made that's good, I'll eat my hat, because God made everything that we needed. A lazy man made shit to where he ain't got to work no more. He ain't got to work that hard. It's not worth it if you don't work hard. See, the things of God, there's a task that you have to perform to get the goodness out of it. Then you appreciate it. Things that come easy, you don't appreciate. That's like these kids. They don't appreciate none of the stuff they got because somebody bought it for them. They don't worry about a phone bill. They don't worry about none of that stuff. They just use it, lose it, abuse it. Oh, my mama going to buy me another one. My daddy going to buy me another one. Or this woman going to buy me another one. It don't work like that. We got, like I say, it's all about love. It's one big love fest. But we got to get back to basics. We got to start doing things for ourselves to show that love and bring love into our heart. Then we get out there, work together, grow us a garden. Man, everybody will be happy. Look at the bounty that we got. Don't you think God will be more pleased with that than going to the grocery store, trying to get some stuff that's going to kill you later on in life or mess your mind up? They're selling these kids stuff. We buy stuff every day from the stores that's going to mess our kids' mind up, causes ADHD. You got to understand, man, they get paid when you go to the doctors. They get paid when you're spending that money. We got to come away from that and start doing what God told us to do. Work them fields. Grow that harvest. Because that's the same way we got to reach people. We got to get out here and work the field and harvest them in. See, God had a plan, and this plan still stands. God had a plan to save every man. So all we got to do is work the plan. Just like when I was in church, they say, work the word works. And it does work. It does. But we can't get lazy in it. It's not a time to relax. And it's time now, man. We got to buckle down. You see how fast our kids are wasting away? I'm looking at a man right now, zoned out on heroin. A white man sitting over there on a bench just nodding out. Life is lost, wasted, wasted air. He breathes some air that somebody that's trying to do something could have. So we got to think about these things, man. We got to continue doing what we're doing because we're reaching many. We're learning as we go because it's a process. No man has all the answers, but we're on the right path. And if we keep working together, man, we're going to do some things. We're going to do some things, and I know God is smiling. He said, look at my children. Look at them. A bunch of nothings doing something. As that song says, I'm just a nobody trying to tell anybody about somebody. Man, let's continue to do this, man. I love all of y'all, and I'm going to let y'all have it. I'm going to get off this line. Peace.
The moreover to that is that the details, because, see, Mark keeps it simple with back to basics. However, the basics aren't basic until we can define them and then practice them. So that's what we do here. We stir up. We turn over. We examine. And we point out what are the shortcomings that we might be experiencing. Let's look at them. What are the strengths? I don't need to talk about the strengths. The strengths, everybody know about the strengths. And if you don't, I'll just give you a brief overview to overstand what it is that we have offered and what we continue to offer to humanity generally and this country specifically. We are the patriots. We have fought for this country. We have sacrificed. We have been misused by this country, but we still stand. We have been asked to relinquish our most prized possessions, which is our creativity, to fatten the coffers of other people, and we still stand in and for this country. We have gone to the Olympics and represented a country that was silver and bronze, and we bring home the gold. We have brought this country gold in the Olympics. We are the ones who did the harvest that made this country rich. So I don't need to, I guess I do it, but I'm just reminding you of what our strengths are. However, it's important for us to not rest on the laurels of our strength and what we've done and not pay attention to our shortcomings and what's stopping us from getting what we deserve. So we stir it up in here. We stir it up. Now, Mark was talking about agriculture, right? And I really think that agriculture, land and agriculture, is going to be our forte because we are the true agriculturalists in this country, right? We have done the land. We know the land. And what we don't know about the land, I know three people right now that I'll tell you something about the land and harvesting and growing that will astonish you. So we have everything is required to have agriculture as our forte or something. I live across the street from a golf course. When I look out my front window, I'm looking at a fence, and then I'm looking at a golf course with vast, vast area of land where a bunch of Bojacks hit a ball and then try to find it and then try to go to hit it again. That's what they do with all this land, right? I'm thinking about the homeless. I'm thinking about crops. I'm thinking about life. But that's how man can squander life sources. Playing a game. There are 178 and possibly 182 billionaires in California. Help me understand how there could be that many people with that much money and we still have a homeless problem. Help me understand that. So when we talk about stirring up things here, we talk about the Spirit of God. We know that that's the nucleus of everything that gets overturned and everything that gets moved. It has to be by God's power. We just want to be the ones to help steer it toward what's going to help our people and then help this country. Because once this country acknowledges and gives credence to what we are and who we are and what we've done and what we deserve in this country, that's when this country will thrive and be the greatest country in the world. They claim it is right now, but I say no. Until that happens, it won't be the greatest. So we stir it up here. We stimulate and we encourage and we have faith in each other. And we're showing that. And so we're hoping that that'll be contagious with all others who are like us in our yield. I just got a call from a brother. Jesse, if you're there, I can't our control panelist who is Tim Poole, you know, I'm sure you know him, got called away. Because he got a call saying his wife was being admitted to the hospital, so he had to leave, and so he's not able to let people in right now. So, but Jesse, if you're there, I hope you're there, and I hope you get invited.
He should be able to jump in.
Should he, Jesse?
Yeah, if he's on the line.
But how can he get in unless somebody let him in?
Well, usually you call in and phone lines, Tim left the lines open.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that, you know, because he just called me while Way Easy was sharing, and I dubbed over just quick enough to get his call and tell him to call in, right?
Uh-huh.
I took in the number last night. He is another soldier, right? Because what we're recruiting is soldiers.
Well, see, here's the thing, my brother. You know what we're doing? It's not called recruiting. See, that's the white man word. What we're doing is we're reconnecting. See, because we were one from the beginning. Now we're just reconnecting. Reconnecting
well,
the dots.
I stand that correction. These pieces are falling into place.
These pieces are falling into place because we're all one piece of a big puzzle that God created. See, and we're still on the puzzle board. We're just trying to find our place on the board. See, but we're fitting into this place on the board. And it's going to work out, my brother. So tell your brother Jesse to call in tomorrow. If he missed the day, call in tomorrow.
Hey, Mark, I ain't going to say Ashe. I'm going to say Touche. Touche. Right on. That's
yes,
right.
Sir. If it don't happen today, it's going to happen tomorrow, my brother.
No, we just reconnected.
We always
got to
stay positive. That's going to be our goal for 2024 is to stay positive. Nothing negative can turn us away because it takes a negative to make a positive work. See, if there wasn't no negative shit happening, you wouldn't be worried about nothing. That negative shit make positive get going. Why you think you got to have a negative and positive on that battery to get that car going? You need it. So we need them naysayers. We need all them doubters. Doubt on, doubter. You keep making me want to go forward. Full speed ahead.
It's a driving forward. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Driving
forward. This train
man.
Is picking up speed.
And
I'm telling you, it's picking up speed. And we're picking up people along the way.
That's correct.
It's going to happen, my brother.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen. Just let your light shine. That's all.
Right.
Let your light shine so they can make it to the next light.
Right on.
That's it.
You
don't do this, though, my brother. And I said I wasn't going to say nothing, but, man, I'm kind of on fire now. I'm ready to start preaching, boy. I ain't lying. I'm about ready to go ahead and lay hands on this heroin addict over here. Cast that demon up out of me.
Hey, man, look. Hey, you know, that energy. See, that's what I'm saying about the energy, man. You know, it's a redirection of the power of the energy we possess. Right? Because we've been manipulated by...
I'll say it then. He raised his head up. He's sitting back up on there now. He was leaning his head down.
That might be... Just wait to see if that's what the spirit is sending you to do.
I've been planting the seed. Now I'm going to let somebody else do the watering.
Okay.
See, that's what we got to do. We do what we're supposed to do and we move on to the next one. Somebody coming behind us to do the rest.
Yes, sir.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah,
because,
again, that power
of
the energy,
we
got to
pay our position.
Yeah, the power, but through the power of the energy, you know, because the energy is unquestionable, right? I mean, the energy is insurmountable, right? I came up with, I was asleep the other day. Well, I woke up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I got to get better at it. I have to get better at it. That, like, when I was in early morning, I get these revelations, right? And I should have a pad or something right
next
to me.
That's when you start writing.
Telling me, I need to. That's an affirmation that I should practice and get down to a science of making sure because stuff comes to me that has that kind of power early in the morning.
Right.
So it came to me, hold on, let me finish. It came to me that we are a people who seed, then we succeed, and then we supersede. That is our legacy. We seed, succeed, and then supersede. That is our legacy.
See,
and the sooner we recognize it, the more likely it's going to be that everything that we're experiencing has the ability to change when that recognition occurs and we get humble about it. We don't have to get boisterous or we don't have to get boastful about it.
He up and walking? Now. Yeah, he walking.
Hey, but how does he walk?
He's
running.
He's running.
You lie, man.
He's running from me. I'm serious. But the thing about God is, see, God did his greatest works at midnight or after. If you read the Bible, everything took place midnight or after.
God, when God first saved me, he would wake me up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I would start writing. Man, I write some real beautiful poetry, but they all had a meaning. God told me to tear down the walls of the church. And as I grew in God, he let me know that what he meant was tear down the walls of religion, because religion brings about division. God does not want his people divided. Man wants his people divided, because long as we divide it, he's got us conquered. It's when we come together what scares him. And he don't care how we come together, but it scares him. And like I say, we just have to be mindful of the other spirits, because the same spirit that makes people jump and shout in church, that spirit in them nightclubs, people be jumping and shouting. See, God didn't, when Lucifer fell from heaven and became Satan, the devil as people call it, God did not take his gift away. Just like a lot of these preachers that used to sing and turn preachers. God didn't take the gift away, but a lot of them shysty. See, a lot of them is all about money. God is not about money. God is about the milk and the honey, what he put here. See? So that's why I tell people they get these big houses and stuff. You ain't did nothing but build it up. You got a bigger barrier between you and God. God's out here in the open. He gave us all the land and the fullness thereof. So what do we have need for? And the reason why we have to go to the store to buy all this shit, because we stopped growing shit. We got lazy. The shit we buy, we don't need. Those are wants. Everything we need grows already. We just got to wake up and smell the coffee and get back to God, get back to basics. It's a simple process, and I'm going to help you through it. I'm going to walk you through it, because I ain't through with it. And I'm going to get off. I'm going to digress. Don't say nothing else to wake me up, Marvell.
Well, you go chase that dude down, man. Go chase down the
no,
dude.
No, somebody
that,
else
going to
do the water. God didn't tell me to do that. Because, see, I could chase him down and pull that seed out.
Okay, well, then let's not do that process then.
Oh, no.
But just make sure I get a nice striper.
Man, ain't nothing biting. Ain't nothing biting out of a God. It's a beautiful day.
Okay, well,
and I'm
watching
all
the prayers
go down
the floor. That's your consolation and your blessing. And I guess I got to be consoled to know that you got that, because I ain't going to get no fish, huh?
Look, when they start biting, you're going to get some fish, Marvell.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. Hey, man, that fresh.
What I'm
going to
do is I'm
going to
bring you out here so you catch your own fish.
Hey, but listen, I remember when I was a kid, they used to have a guy, they used to come down the street singing, fish, fresh fish, fish, fresh fish.
Oh, yeah.
Had it on ice, head and everything, right?
Yeah.
That's what we headed to, man. We headed back to.
Yeah, but that's what we got to get back
to
base.
The natural order, yes, sir. That's what we headed.
That's it. That is it. You got to stop living this artificial life. It's not conducive of God. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just like
they
were hollering fish. You had one hollering fish. You had another one hollering watermelon.
Right. Right.
One hollering green. I got
you. Here's a little trivia. When you see the ice cream truck, a black man invented that. A black man invented that truck.
But
right?
See, that's there. Check this out, Marvell. That was another sign of laziness. Because before then, we all churned our own ice cream. And didn't nothing taste better than what you and your mama made together. The joy
of
working
together.
The joy of working together.
Yeah, you're right about that one.
See?
Yeah.
So that's what we got to
get
away from. See, everybody knew how to make everything they needed. Each family did everything. Now, we bartered and traded, but we didn't sell nothing. We had no need for money. Money is the root of all evil. It breeds greed. And that's our biggest problem is fear and greed. fear and greed. That is our biggest problem, fear and greed. We have a fear of stepping out because we're going to lose our greed. Are we too goddamn greedy because we fear every damn thing?
Okay, so dig this here. Now, back in the day, we did that, and it cost us time, but it was quality time, right? Now we have
right,
a system.
Part.
Let me finish. We have a system that crunches time, makes everything expedient, so that we can do what?
Nothing. So you could die.
So we
can
do
nothing,
what?
You die.
Right.
When you do
everything
nothing,
is
you
touched
die.
On. Everything is touched on immediate. You know, and as soon as you touch it, something is there. And so you save time by being able to get that done. So you got time now to do what?
You save time and
question.
Lose self. You save time
to
and
lose
self.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense. To lose self in the immediacy that you're experiencing with this gadget or this method.
Yes.
To make it so that you don't have to do the
yes.
work anymore. You don't have to put
yes.
the energy in
so,
or
you
the
can,
quality
so you can launder
your,
that filthy
your,
money that he
you
gives
you. Don't
want
you. To have a good product.
It's
yeah,
all
so
to utilize that piece
stuck.
Of paper that he made for you that we chase so hard after. But, man, I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. I really am. Because we have the wherewithal. We have the wherewithal. And we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, that's the optimism that I have.
It's happening right now as we speak it.
Yeah, that's the optimism
God
that
says,
I have.
Speak it. So as you speak it, so it is. We're going to speak this positivity. So it's going to be. We're getting back to basics.
Yeah, I feel that.
Next year this time we're going to have a big garden. We're going to have a big house to house these kids so that they can get some structure, so that they can learn how to do what we didn't do, so they can learn how to do the things that our ancestors did. We got to get back to basics. It's going to happen, my brother.
Well, hey, I ain't investing in nothing less. I mean, I don't pour into nothing less than that. I'm
all
a partner.
Right,
the background stuff. The landscapers are here, and they're in proximity and they're doing their thing. I ain't gonna kick dirt on them, but the sounds that you're hearing in the background, please bear with me on those.
Oh, we're getting ready to go out there. We got a few seconds left. But, you know, what they're doing, they're cutting down food. See, we've been taught to destroy what we need and get what they make. What kind of sense does that make? Make it make sense. But anyway, man, I enjoyed this one. As I do all of them. God is good. I thank God for the sunshine and all the people on this line.
Yes, sir. No doubt. And we're on the turn right now.
Oh yeah.
I just hope that my buddy came on here. All right, man. Have a good day.
Peace and blessings, my brother. Love you, man. See you tonight.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always a pleasure to interact. And
all of y'all.
Right, very good. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to interact. It's always
happy
a pleasure.
Happy birthday again,
yeah,
Baba. Thank
yeah,
you.
Happy birthday. Is you still there, Tashaka? And I'll see you this evening. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're at the verge of a finality of this project today, but we'll be here promptly tomorrow, sharing our heartfelt wants to make things better for the people around us, the people who are part of us, the people who look like us, and the people who will benefit once we all come together. So thank you very much for your participation, and you all have a wonderful day.